welcome to Stop the Presses here on the 15th of February, 2019, coming to you live, your host, Mark Anderson. Today's a very interesting day, mainly because President Trump, for the first time in a long time of any president, has declared a national emergency. And I very likely will be taking calls, of course, because naturally this could be interpreted different ways. There could be things we're not being told about the nature of the emergency. Of course, it's mainly about the border security or lack thereof. Are there things below the floorboards here? I haven't had time to look into it. Maybe some of our highly informed listeners have. I've read some of the sizzle, some of the basic broad brushstrokes of this. And living near the border, it certainly is necessary, profoundly necessary in most respects, to beef up security. Whether it required a national emergency or not is sort of beside the question, sort of beside the point. What it really is about, and President Trump said this himself, is he shouldn't have had to have done that. An emergency shouldn't have been required to be declared. The nation should be much more naturally unanimous, or at least more or less on the same page about something as fundamental as border security. How can a nation be sovereign and declare itself a nation at all if it doesn't even have borders? A good question for the state of Israel, some of us might add. I digress there, though. At any rate, it's an interesting thing. If you read the accounts of the New York Times and of the White House itself, of course, you get a very different tone. Starting with the White House itself, and this is issued today, February 15, 2019, this is what is posted right now. Quote, the current situation at the southern border presents a border security and humanitarian crisis that threatens core national security interests and constitutes a national emergency. Because it threatens core national security interests, according to the White House. The southern border is a major entry point for criminals, gang members, and illicit narcotics. The problem of large-scale unlawful migration through the southern border is long-standing, and despite the executive branch's exercise of existing statutory authorities, the situation has worsened in certain respects in recent years. Again, this is more of the, rationale for declaring the emergency. Pro or con, whatever we might think of it, this is what they're saying. To continue, quote, in particular, recent years have seen sharp increases in the number of family units entering and seeking entry to the U.S. and an inability to provide detention space for many of these aliens while their removal proceedings are pending. And in some cases, it's asylum proceedings. Going on with the White House statement, if not detained, such aliens are often released into the country and are often difficult to remove from the United States because they fail to appear for hearings. And they're wearing a leg bracelet while they do this, do not comply with orders of removal, or are otherwise difficult to locate. In response to the directive in my April 4, 2018 memorandum and subsequent requests for support by the Secretary of Homeland Security, the Department of Defense has provided support and resources to the Department of Homeland Security at the southern border. And that was troops that were right here in and around Donna, Texas. And I talked with some of those troops not long ago, and I mentioned some of their comments on a previous broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. But going on, and those troops have been withdrawn. It's possible they might come back. I believe President Trump announced at his State of the Union that something approaching 3,000 troops would be recalled and resent back to the border, if I understood it right. But going on, because of the gravity of the current emergency situation, it is necessary for the armed forces to provide additional support to address the crisis. And that's what I was talking about. Now, therefore, I, Donald J. Trump, by the authority invested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, including Sections 201 and 301 of the National Emergencies Act, 50 U.S.C. 1601, hereby declare that a national emergency exists at the southern border of the United States and that Section 12302 of Title 10 United States Code is invoked and made available according to its terms to the secretaries of the military departments concerned, subject to the direction of the Secretary of Defense in the case of the secretaries of the Army, Navy, and Air Force. to provide additional authority to the Department of Defense to support the federal government's response to the emergency at the southern border, I hereby declare that this emergency requires use of the armed forces and, in accordance with Section 301 of the National Emergencies Act, 50 U.S.C. 1631, that the construction authority provided in Section 2808 of Title 10 United States Code is invoked and made available according to its terms to the Secretary of Defense and at the discretion of the Secretary of Defense to the secretaries of the military departments. I hereby direct as follows. And it goes on. I thought it was a little shorter than this. I'll read a little bit more. The Secretary of Defense or the Secretary of each relevant military department, as appropriate and consistent with applicable law, shall order as many units or members of the ready reserve to active duty as the Secretary concerned in the Secretary's discretion determines to be appropriate to assist and support the activities of Homeland Security at the southern border. Section 2. The Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of the Interior, the Secretary of Homeland Security, and subject to the discretion of the Secretary of Defense, the secretaries of the military departments shall all take appropriate actions consistent with applicable law to use or support the use of the authorities herein invoked, including, if necessary, the transfer and acceptance of jurisdiction over border lands. Now, that one's interesting. The transfer and acceptance of jurisdiction over border lands. Are they going to declare an easement? A federal easement, maybe, where a certain amount of federal land at the border, 50 yards, 100 yards, whatever, is automatically federal land, like a huge eminent domain. Is that what they mean? This is just coming out today, ladies and gentlemen, so we have to kind of think this over. And I'll read one or two more. I think we're almost done here. This proclamation is not intended to and does not create any right or benefit, substantive or procedural, enforceable at law or in equity by any party against the United States, its departments, agencies, or entities, its officers, employees, or agents, or any other person. Okay, we're winding up. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand this 15th day of February in the year of our Lord, 2019, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 243rd year, Donald J. Trump. So there it is. You can go to whitehouse.gov to check it out. You want to click on the national security link at the top banner once you go to whitehouse.gov. Very interesting. Of course, some of that requires a little bit of reflection and further research and exploration. But the New York Times now you get, once you hear something straightforward from a government agency, not saying that makes it better, not saying that makes it worse. Now, contrast this with what the New York Times says by Peter Baker, dated today, of course. President Trump declared a national emergency at the border on Friday, that's today, to access billions of dollars to build a border wall that Congress refused to give him, transforming a highly charged policy dispute into a fundamental confrontation over separation of powers. In a televised announcement in the Rose Garden, Mr. Trump said he would sign the declaration, which he did, to protect the country from the flow of drugs, criminals, and illegal immigrants coming across the border from Mexico, which he characterized as a profound threat to national security. Quote, quoting Trump, "We're going to confront the national security crisis on our southern border, and we're going to do it one way or the other," Trump was quoted as saying. "It's an invasion," he added. "We have an invasion of drugs and criminals coming into our country," end quote. But as Trump sought to deny that he was taking action because he could not persuade Congress to give him the money, he may have undercut his own argument that the border situation required urgent unilateral action, saying, quote, "I didn't need to do this, but I'd rather do it faster," he said. "I want to get it done faster, that's all." And the Times might have a point there. If it's only a choice to get it done faster and it wasn't really a true, genuine, bona fide national security emergency, then the argument could be made plausibly that maybe Trump went too far with this. And some calls on this as this show goes along may very well help us explore that. Of course, the calling number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Checking out the situation, the roster, we do have a caller, Mark from Georgia. Let's bring him right on. There may be several calls about this for all we know. So, Mark, what do you have?
Well, I want to be clear. My Lord is the King of the Jews, and where I agree with the King of the Jews is that there are certain phonies that, although they call themselves Jews, the King of the Jews calls them the synagogue of Satan. And to indict the counterfeit is to exonerate the legitimate. And what I'm getting at is there's legitimate Jews like Aaron Russo, God rest his soul, likewise Erwin Schiff, who wrote The Federal Mafia, because my impression is that Erwin Schiff saw the sins of his father and said, I can't be party to this. I have to expose this. So to use the word Jew as a term of derision to me is morally disgusting. I mean, if you mean to say people who, although they feign themselves to be Jews, that's the reason I coined the term sweat. That's just Jews spelled backwards, and it means people that are basically Judaism turned upside down with a bunch of Khazarian, a bunch of Talmudism, calling itself Judaism when the Talmud is an explicit violation of the Torah. The Torah decrees that you shall not add to God's word nor take away from it, and the Talmud are things that have been added to the there's things that are based on the Torah, starting with the book of Joshua, then Judges, you know, and a number of other Old Testament writings that are legitimately built on the Torah. And then there's things that where the Pharisees had a bunch of man-made traditions that Christ said, you people, you're so keen on your traditions that you're completely missing what God actually commanded. Does that make sense?
Yeah, now I've heard those kind of observations before, and yeah, the Ashkenazi, the elements within the overall Jewish situation, I'm looking for the right words, do seem to be fraudulent, and the Talmud is a very troubling screed.
Yes.
It's an oral tradition that was eventually written down, and I understand where you're going with that, and I think it's very compelling and interesting topic. Were you going to tie this into the border issue? I was kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop.
The thing about the border, one thing about the wall, is the wall is not going to do anything to stop the CIA from importing drugs. It's going to eliminate their competition and people, you know, it's like the Drug Enforcement Agency and the various narcotics divisions of the Popos, the Leos, they gauge their effectiveness by how they raise the street price of drugs. And I was like, I'm more with law enforcement against prohibition when they point out they can't even keep drugs out of prisons. And the thing is, when they raise the street value of drugs, it's increasing the incentive for other criminals to come into the market. For other people to say, well, look, they just busted this big cocaine ring. Let's get into buying and selling cocaine. So the thing is, the wall is not going to do anything to keep drug trafficking from being carried out by criminal elements that are being sponsored by our current de facto government. And beyond that, the major thing is, like Ron Paul says, well, for one thing, the major thing is we need to end giving welfare state benefits to uninvited guests, for one side, and the other side is we need economic equity, fairness, so that the people, what's motivating the people on one side is the welfare state benefits of this country, and the other side is the lack of opportunity in their own land, and they wouldn't risk coming here if they had opportunity in their own land. But the problem has been that the people who come here in violation of our law are generally the people most desperate, the people that can't get gainful employment from where they come from. And that's a serious issue that we need to be clear that what we really need to do is reinstate the militia and like the Minuteman groups that were doing a lot to impair human trafficking into this country.
They were scouts. They were scouts that did it on their own initiative, and they would work with the Border Patrol with sightings and basic duties. And, you know, I rode with them back in 2008 here in South Texas. And, yeah, they would simply scout with binoculars, and they would set it up to where they could call Border Patrol agents to be another set of eyes and ears. That's a very good point. Now, the elimination of the CIA's competition to the drug trade is a very interesting point. Rarely is that brought up. And of course, there's tunnels that go under the border, and there's a lot of those tunnels, some of them quite sophisticated. Some of them even have running water, according to testimony I heard on the House floor in Congress last September when I was there. And so you've got the tunnels, you've got some of the more sophisticated drug outfits in Central America and Mexico have drones that they can fly over the fence. Granted, you can't haul large amounts of drugs on a drone, but you can put quite a bit in a tunnel. And then the fact that this could create a monopoly for the more clandestine government elements that move drugs is a very interesting point. I would probably argue that the wall, if it has the best function for it, might be to drastically reduce human trafficking. But drugs themselves, something more compact, something where you have different ways to move them around and where you could create a de facto monopoly for parts of the deep state, that those are questions that need further study. Those are good points. And
and as far as this war on drugs, one thing I want to clarify, I have this document. I sent it to John Sedmiller. I guess I forgot to put on there. Let me know what you think of this, and it got put on your thing. It's called judicial notice. Is Title 21, Section 321, says in part regarding the legal definition of drugs, blah, 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 man and other animals. And I put that word other in bold print. I said man and other animals says that man is an animal. And what we need to lawfully recognize is the federal government has no constitutional authority to tell us what we may or may not ingest into our own bodies. The war on drugs was something that Nixon came up with, and that's basically to perpetuate the endless state of emergency we've been in that is about giving the government power it cannot legitimately have. And even, given that the state of emergency is manufactured, it is not legitimate power because they created this. And it's like now Trump's talking about having a state of emergency to get this wall built. And I'm like, but the state of emergency has been perpetual. It's not just something that's starting right now. It's something that's been continuing since 1933, and there needs to be a coming clean. This is not about legitimate authority. Does that make sense?
Well, yes. In the long-range view, it definitely comes down on some important points. Yeah, the U.S. has been, starting with Prohibition and starting with the war on drugs and the monetary changes that were made in the 1930s, the Federal Reserve, of course, the creation of that. The U.S. has been in a quasi-state of emergency, you might say distress, maybe that's another way of looking at it, for decades. The severity of it may come and go a bit, wax and wane, rise and fall. But the basic sense of the U.S. being in duress, being in crisis, being in a quasi-state of emergency has virtually been ongoing. And I believe there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah, well, fundamentally the issue is that what we have here is that while they're in this state of emergency, they maintain for national security. The government can't come clean. That basically our Constitution was changed illegitimately after Lincoln's War, the un-Civil War. That the Constitution was changed illegitimately with both the 16th and 17th Amendment. And as long as we have the state of emergency, anyway, I gotta go. I got blood. Yeah.
Thank you, Mark. We'll be right back with more callers on Stop the Press.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back to Stop the Presses here on the 15th of February, 2019. We have some other calls coming in. This is a shorter segment. Be mindful of that. Tony from Chicago, you still there?
Yeah, Mark. I just want to thank you for reading some of that language in the state of emergency that Trump just submitted or signed. Is that what you were reading?
Yeah, directly from the White House website. I wanted to get the official thing first. Without trying to interpret it too much, just get it out there so we can chew on it a while.
Okay, so the point that I want to make is the paradox of this, whether that's correct English, which this is just so amazing. At the one hand, this guy is, you know, declaring a state of emergency and describing this dire situation on the border on the one hand. But on the other hand, he just signed a high treasonous piece of legislation that will exponentially increase this dire situation, okay, multiple times over. I mean, you know, so this is just mind-boggling what this guy's getting away with.
What was that? What was the other thing he signed that could exacerbate this?
What do you mean? The budget bill.
Oh, okay. I thought it might have to do with Venezuela. Go on.
Well, no, we're talking about the border, aren't we?
Yes.
No. The budget bill that he just signed, they're spending $500 million on permanent reception centers along the border, okay, for these invaders, these caravan invaders, to be received, and hundreds of millions of dollars to bus them up into the country, okay, to these other reception centers that these Hispanic communist groups are being paid to run. It's all in that bill. It's all in that budget bill that he just signed, that the Republican traitors handed him. And that he obviously knew that was that what was going on in those negotiations the last 3 weeks because his son-in-law was involved in them. So I mean, just to make
I'm gonna look at those and get more details. Now I know from experience living near the border and going to a lot of different forums and talking to a lot of different people that still are involved or used to be involved in border enforcement. For one thing, they need more judges, more processing judges to move things along. You're saying they're building more detention centers, and some of them are inland. They're not all near the border.
You didn't. Well, you need to go to Breitbart and read what was in that bill. Oh yeah, it's right there. They're building. They're not detention centers. They're reception centers. Okay, to give these illiterate, you know, baby machines from Central America, and that's exactly what they are. I don't want to live with those people, okay? That's my personal opinion, okay? I don't want to live with them, and I don't want to be invaded by them. And also the MS-13 gangbangers, to give them health care, to give them diapers, to give them food, okay, to shower them up, give them clothes, and then to stick them on buses. Go look at it. It's right in there. It's hundreds of millions of dollars. Stick them on DHS buses and spread them around the country. Okay, to these reception centers that these communist, anti-white, Hispanic groups are going to be running all over the country. It's right there. I mean, it's right there. This is already happening. This is already happening, but they're going to be increasing it. So what he's doing is putting a permanent infrastructure to accommodate a never-ending flow. Okay, of these families coming up from Central and South America. That's exactly what is in this bill that he just signed. So, you know, the state of emergency is describing exactly what he is exponentially going to increase and what the other thing that he signed in the budget bill. It's all out. I mean, it came out yesterday. It's all out there. The language is there. Okay, yeah, and there's other language where you can't deport these people and on and on and on and on. It's high treason. So I'm surprised you haven't.
I will check that out. I mean, there's a lot on all of our plates, and that's one I have not read up on. I want to see where the devil's in the details and read up on that. But I'm glad that you called attention to that and sounded the alarm. And I will explore that. And on Monday's show, I'll try and bring out more on that and compare notes with what he announced today with what this budget bill contains.
Thanks for the call, but go to Breitbart right now after the show and download all the information. There's just 10 articles there, and they've got, you know, language, copying language from the bill. Okay, they're not making it up. I'm not exaggerating it. The numbers are there. The funding levels are there. This all describe what they're doing. And I mean, it's already this has already been going on. But they're going to increase it. He's putting a permanent infrastructure for these people to flood us. Who knows how many are going to come up? 40 million, 50 million. Okay, and it's all going to be hidden. Okay, he's going to lie about it, just like he's been lying about the caravan people are not getting in. He's been giving them credible fear interviews, and they're all coming in. That's why more are coming, and the media is going to cover for him. And then he has the fact that the super majority of white America are just a bunch of dumbed down sports fan dopes, half of which don't vote and they don't care about anything, including white genocide. Okay, that's exactly what where we're at in white America. So that's how he's going to get away with this. And at those state of emergencies, who knows if they'll go anywhere. If he put 200 miles of wall up there, or 300 for the A-Bill, they'll just go around there to the reception centers. Hey, I'll let you go. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for calling, Tony. Lots to take in there, lots to explore and research. We'll be right back with more callers here on Stop the Presses.
Talk, the simple smile, such platonic eye. How they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls. How we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Stop the Presses here, 15 February 2019. The great John Anderson on vocals there with Alan White on drums, Chris Squire on bass, Steve Howe on guitar. Does it get any better than Yes in the early to mid-1980s? Fantastic musicianship. Anyway, on a grimmer note, continuing to take calls, I took a glance. I only had a moment to take a look at it, at what Tony from Chicago talked about. There are some questions, that's for sure, some perhaps troubling ones, about the budget bill, which, of course, is the funding bill that had to be approved today. Otherwise, the government would have went into another shutdown. The last shutdown was almost a month long. And so there are a lot of things to take apart there. I'm always one to not jump to conclusions. I'm not disbelieving what Tony said, but I just want to read more than just Breitbart. I want to read more details and break it down a little more. But there are some things about MS-13 and some other gangbangers and troublemakers that need to be given a hard second look in there. Anyway, continuing with the calls today, as we look at Trump's state of emergency that he declared today, we also have Art. How you doing, Art?
Hey, Mark, how's it going? I haven't had a chance to look at the bill yet. I'm trying to track it down now, but I got like three different computers going, and I've got like four things going on each one, so it's like massive research, multitasking, driving me insane thing going on here. I'll eventually get it tracked down. There it is, Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2019. So I'll have to go back and read that later. But if what I'm hearing is true, and I have no reason to not believe it's true, this is high treason on steroids. I'm sorry, just the way it is. As far as I'm concerned, Trump has had 2 years to do what he has constitutionally has the authority. Go read the damn Constitution, people. It's right there. And Trump, or anybody who's got Trump's ear, you got the authority, man. Stop screwing around and get it done. But what I called in about was two different things. I want to get your take on this. Sorry if I sound a little aggravated, but I'm really pissed off at the moment because I'm fed up with this crap. I really am. But, you know, the first thing is Nancy Pelosi coming out talking about if Donald Trump does this national emergency declaration, whatever, he's setting precedent for a future Democratic president to declare a national emergency on guns. All right, with respect to that, issue number one, I want to remind everybody what happened the last time some jackass idiot thought that he was going to be slick and pull a move on guns. Let's go back to the 18th century, was it? Yeah. How'd that work out for the dictator at that time? The second thing is this idiot, Alexandria, had another occasional cortex take place in her mind, coming out and talking about it's a good thing that Amazon pulled out of their HO or HQ2 or whatever it was in New York, and, oh, this is going to free up how many millions of dollars for us in New York to do whatever. No, it doesn't free up anything for you because that money was specifically, this was not tax benefits that Amazon was going to get. This was tax revenue the state of New York would, or the city of New York and the state, of course, would have gotten. So this is millions of dollars that your state and your city have lost because you and Andrew Cuomo and the rest of you idiot clowns up there in New York couldn't pull your heads out of the dark, dusky areas to get a fresh whiff of air. Okay, you just lost big time. You lost jobs, you lost revenue, and I think you just may have lost your political career.
Yeah, it's, addressing your first, your second point first, you're absolutely spot on. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is not comprehending, and I'm not surprised she doesn't comprehend this. I'm not sure she can comprehend anything. She's not comprehending that this is added money, baking more pies, making existing pies larger. This would have been new money coming in. This is not taking existing funds in the New York Treasury and redistributing it. This is adding new, fresh blood into the bloodstream. And whatever we may think of Jeff Bezos, he's been to Bilderberg, he's been part of that, he owns the Washington Post. Many of us don't like the Washington Compost. It has CIA and Bilderberg roots. But whatever we may think of Jeff Bezos, he's got scandals now. He's in the store checkout papers. It was, nevertheless, a big job getter, a big revenue generator. And it is amazing that people like Alexandria, who I don't think could outwit a used tea bag, can't even understand this. And on your first point, I understand and absolutely certify your anger and frustration. I'm going to be the cooler head for now. I want to research this. I don't want to say too much too soon. But what you seem to be saying, help me understand what you're saying. Whether I agree with it or not is immaterial. You're saying that Trump already had the pre-existing constitutional authority to address the border issue without having to declare a state of emergency. Is that what you meant?
Yes, because he actually has the constitutional authority to control migration and immigration into this country as part of his authority delegated to him in the Constitution. I mean, it's right there in black and white. I'd have to go back and look to find the exact location, but it's right there in black and white. He's got the authority, so I don't know why he's jerking around with these idiots He's playing footsies with them is what he's doing. And I tell you what, I've heard a lot of people in my area, they voted for Trump. They have made it very clear. Trump, you just lost Wilkes County. Sorry, buddy. You just lost Wilkes County.
Brooks County, that's Texas.
10,000 votes.
Well, it is risky. There's no doubt about it. I know others. I have another caller. I'll have to take that in a moment. But I know there are others that think that they're going to argue that President Trump felt this was necessary. And I'm not saying it's right, not saying it's wrong. I'm just reporting the news. Don't shoot the messenger. That he'd had to get around having to tiptoe to Congress on every little bit of this. He didn't want to be at the mercy of their thumbs up and thumbs down, especially with the Democrats controlling the House in terms of funding. He wanted to be able to get the funds he needed without dilly-dallying with this Congress that Nancy Pelosi has so much control over now. There's going to be those that say this. I'm going to stay neutral because I need to look at more facts and figures. I need to look at this budget reconciliation thing that refunded the government, that avoided the shutdown. There's a lot to take apart, and so I'm going to withhold my opinion, but this is, of course, the freest press, the freest speech you can imagine, of course, here on RBN. So we're just going to let it roll, and I want to thank you, Art, for your comments. We're going to let it all just sink in and let everybody say their piece. Now we have Frank from North Carolina. Are you still there, Frank?
Well, hello. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, great.
Yay!
Yeah. You know, it's my understanding, though, actually, that Trump didn't have to even call for a government shutdown. There was a way they could have extended this another week to give, allow more time for people to read the bill and find out what was in it, right? So this was not necessary. I think people are going to look back in time, and I think I'm hearing this a lot now, just like with George W. Bush's presidency, you know, Cheney was really president.
exactly.
Kushner. It's President Kushner. Kushner's running the show. That would be my guess, and I think time will show people will remember that Kushner was actually president. Trump was just doing whatever Trump does. I think Trump is a clown. I voted for him. I said, well, I'll try one more time. I'll try something else. I'll try this. Trump's done. The reason I called, though, was I hear everyone talking about Breitbart, and maybe that's just as good a place as any, but I wanted to give an additional source where you can go for information on this bill. And are you familiar with William Gheen, G-H-E-E-N, I believe, of ALIPAC, Americans for Legal Immigration?
I've heard of the organization, but not the person.
Okay. Well, I listened to an interview with William Gheen of ALIPAC just two nights ago, I believe. It would have been Wednesday night, I believe, on Rents with Jeff Rents. And he was very passionate about this. He's like, if you look into this bill, America is pretty much over. You can put your head between your legs and kiss your tail goodbye if this goes through. It's really, really bad. A government shutdown would have been much more preferred in the long run to this. And he was really trying to warn people about it. I'm not on the internet, but you can look up William Gheen ALIPAC, and he's got all the information. You can subscribe to his organization on via email, I believe, and he sends out information on a pretty regular basis. But he's probably more, I would bet he's probably more on top of this because he's been doing this a long time, like 15 years, the whole thing on immigration and everything. He's probably more on top of it, more of an expert than anybody, I would think. So, he's still there. Okay, well, he may be on mute. But anyway, that's the main reason I wanted to call in. William Gheen at ALIPAC, he should be a good source of information and analysis on this subject.
Mm-hmm. And returning to Stop the Presses here on the 15th of February, 2019, I'm having to continue this with a different mode of communication. The Skype studio interactive thing kind of took a poop here. Pardon that, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to thank the callers for their valuable insights. Much fodder here for research, much to do on my end. And for all of us, really, when something is fresh like this, the declaration of a national emergency, even though I believe in many respects it's necessary, even though it evidently overlooked some existing authority that President Trump had. No one ever said he was a constitutional scholar. I believe he's a pretty good tactician and strategist in certain areas. But certainly it would be a pretty big oversight if he could have proceeded with sufficient border advancement and progress without having to declare a national emergency. Nevertheless, rating on a curve, we live in a age where constitutional illiteracy has perhaps never been higher. Rating on a curve for that reason, for this ignorance about our constitutional order, I still believe that there is a pretty important basis for doing this. That being said, the first caller's points about that this could narrow the field to where CIA and other intelligence drug operations and drug trafficking operations could receive more protection and monopoly because they wouldn't have the cartel-based and MS-13-based or connected competition. These are all very valid points that need much more exploration. They're assertions, they're sound observations, they're very compelling, but I don't want to call anything hard fact until significantly more research is done. To look behind the headlines a bit, even in some alternative media, let alone the mainstream media, we have to be very careful of the product that we're getting. Even within alternative media, RBN being among the best of them, there's also 21stCenturyWire.com, UKColumn.org, and I believe my blog, TheTruthHound.com, where, among others, there's more time spent to vet this kind of information, to not react too much too soon and not jump to too many conclusions until we know exactly what's going on. As we come upon the next set of advertisements here, I just wanted to summarize this. And again, apologizing for the technical problems that we had. And I hope listeners also enjoyed this past Monday and Wednesday's broadcast. Monday was live. Wednesday was a repeat of the late, great Father Charles Coughlin and his comments on the intrigue behind World War One, World War Two, and the banking cartel and the real life money changers that run our society and our world. There's really nothing like and never will be anyone like Father Charles Coughlin, the great radio priest as he was known out of Royal Oak, Michigan. That is on the archive from this past Monday, and it was repeated again this past Wednesday. Those that have not heard that, I invite you to check that out. And I'll be back with some parting comments here on Stop the Presses after these important messages.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I am returning to Stop the Presses here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Your host live today, Mark Anderson, 15 February 2019. Again, very interesting comments. I want to thank the callers for weighing in on Trump's declaration of a national emergency over the border and his simultaneous signing of this appropriations bill that restarts this colossus federal government. Much to explore, much to explain. I'm going to withhold any real heavy judgments until I do more research, and I think that's a wise path for all of us. At any rate, some other miscellaneous matters in the days and weeks ahead, actually fairly soon, I'm going to have more articles coming out through American Free Press, which is still going every other week in print and online at AmericanFreePress.net. I have a story posted there now about a budding yellow vest movement in all places of Canada. And you're going to want to check that out. Go to AmericanFreePress.net and see the article there about what's going on in Canada and how different groups there that are not yellow vests themselves are adopting the yellow vest philosophy and that approach and kind of importing that from France in a manner of speaking. And they're calling PM Justin Trudeau, a treasonous PM, a treasonous prime minister. They're calling for his ouster. They're siding with the People's Party and not the Conservative Party. A lot of very interesting developments in our neighbor to the north. Again, at AmericanFreePress.net. Also look for that story very soon on my blog, TheTruthHound.com. That's TheTruthHound.com. On Facebook, my Stop the Presses News Association is also available there at Facebook.com/TheTruthHound. And I'm also on Twitter under Mark Anderson. That one you might have to look around a little more. I might change the name of that and update that. Other things I've got on tap in upcoming blog posts and AFP and other outlets include in Chicago, just announced yesterday, breaking news, the Resilient Chicago program has been hatched by the CFR's smaller sibling there in the Windy City known as the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. Mayor Rahm Emanuel, a former White House staffer under President Obama. Of course, he's been mayor now for a couple of terms, if not longer. It's hard to keep track. He announced there yesterday at the Chicago Council's main conference center, that the last of the two major coal-fired plants in Chicago have been closed. And the Chicago Resilient Plan, notably, and this is very important, is part of the Global Covenant of Mayors of Climate and Energy, which held the first North American Climate Summit in Chicago in late 2017. And at least 50 cities around the world, Chicago being one of them, Boston's another, Atlanta's another, were asked to develop their own plans that would fit into this larger umbrella project known as the Global Climate Project, I believe that's it. And to do that, Chicago adopted a city climate charter and this resilient Chicago plan. And it's more than an environmental policy, Rahm Emanuel noted. It's more than climate change. And it really sets a lot of things in motion that need to be carefully explored. Some of it quite disconcerting, some of it quite disquieting. Other things, the jury's still out. But thanks for tuning in today, ladies and gentlemen, here on Stop the Presses. I plan to be back probably live on Monday. Monday's going to be a bit of a tricky day, but stay tuned for the next show, of course, here on RBN. And I'm your host, Mark Anderson, here on Stop the Presses. We'll see you next time.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.